This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I will say this about investing. Everything you do learn is cumulative. What I learned at 20 is you.
Welcome to another episode of Equity Mates, a podcast that follows our journey of investing. Whether you're an absolute beginner or approaching Warren Buffett status, our aim is to help break down your barriers from beginning to dividend. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. 2 Monday episodes to go before our summer series. Next week, we're going to be reviewing our bold predictions and maybe our stock of the year, yes. If we've got time. Probably won't have time.
Definitely will.
But today, we're going to wrap up the year and talk about, I guess, some of the things that we're seeing as we enter the end of the year. But I also want to start with a bold prediction.
Bold prediction. We've got Woolies v. Wesfarmers. We've got Specky McGee, who's actually in the studio with us right now. Welcome, Specky.
G'day, guys. Great to be here.
You don't have to sit that close.
Oh. No, it's Keep it in.
Stay where you are. He's obviously never used a microphone before. Yeah.
And that's the last we'll hear from Specky in this episode.
So Specky's joining us to close out the year from a rocket emoji indicator point of view. And then, of course, we can't have a conversation without touching on the crazy things that are going on in the metaverse and Web3 and decentralized bits and pieces.
We'll get there. Before we do, we have announced on social media the finalists for our Equity Mates Awards based on the people that you nominated and the platforms and the ETFs that you've nominated. We've got 5 finalists for each category. Head to our socials to cast your vote. You've got until this Thursday, so hopefully you're not listening to it after Thursday, and then we'll announce the winners. Bryce apparently has organized an awards ceremony. Watch this space. We'll see how that looks.
But exciting news as well, Ren. We're giving away $12,000 over summer thanks to Superhero. So if you're taking a bit of a break, we're definitely not. We're going to be doing the summer series as usual. 12 episodes over 6 weeks, each episode diving into a company either here in Australia or over in the US. And in some instances, we've been lucky enough to get the CEO to join us. We're giving away $1,000 in a Superhero wallet for each episode. So make sure you tune in to find out how you could be the lucky winner to walk away with all $12,000 by the end of summer to start trading over on Superhero. So keep an ear and an eye on the podcast and on our socials. But Ren, you've got a bold prediction to kick this off.
Yeah, we normally do bold predictions at the end of the year, but I wanted to bring one to finish the year. Interested to get your views. I don't know how engaged Specky's going to be on this, but we'll see. My bold prediction is that we're going to see a big acquisition from Apple in the coming months.
What are we talking coming months?
The coming months. Like, within the next 6 months.
Okay, okay.
And the reason for that is if you've been watching the US tech stocks, the Apples and Microsofts keep powering ahead, but the majority of the other technology companies have fallen. Square, PayPal, Peloton, Zoom, you know, all of them that are sort of not in that top 7 have fallen. And Apple also has $200 billion on their balance sheet. So I feel like now's the time when their share price is high, their potential acquisition targets share price have fallen off. Now's the time to strike. And also that cash is burning a hole in their balance sheet. They're probably not getting a lot of interest in the bank.
No.
So that's my bold prediction. Now I want to ask you a question because I have an idea in mind that I reckon might be controversial, but I want to ask you first. If you were Apple and you had $200 billion on your balance sheet, you could buy Commonwealth Bank. Just like to put it in context. That's how much money we're talking. Or just to broaden it out, if you were Berkshire Hathaway and you had $150 billion on your balance sheet, what would you be buying? What companies would you be acquiring?
So this has been spoken about by a couple of, you know, the Scotty Galloways of the world.
Well, I thought I had an original idea. And
I like your thesis. I think the idea that Apple have $200 billion and they're going to make an acquisition is being spoken about at the moment. There's Peloton's been being thrown around as one.
Peloton currently trading at what, like $10 billion market cap?
Specky, you said you'd Google stuff for us.
Okay, cut this out.
It's 13.8 billion, Specky. You've got to be quicker than me at least.
Yeah.
So
13.8B.
Like, just to put that in context, 13.8B barely makes a dent on Apple's cash balance.
Yeah, so if I'm Apple and I've got 200B, I'd be looking for multiple acquisitions. Nah, look, if it was just a YOLO, I'd go Spotify.
43
bill? Yeah.
Still, it's like a fifth of your balance sheet.
I'd just take out the competition.
Spotify was one I was thinking of as well. Yeah. You take out key competition, you bring a lot of users into your services ecosystem.
Yeah.
Would it get through antitrust?
No, I don't think so.
Who knows?
But that's not the question.
That is not the question. Good point.
Would you go Meta?
Too expensive. That's like 800 bill, 900 bill.
True,
like
you, true. You can't do that. Yeah. Zoom, don't see much application there, really.
I think Zoom could be interesting.
Yeah. What else? They make good hardware. So, yeah, I can see them coming in and doing Peloton, but not enough users, I don't think. Specky, what would you be vibing?
Spotify's not bad. I'm a big fan of the Spotify Wrapped thing they did. Have you checked yours today?
Oh, I saw the email.
I haven't. No.
Yeah. So it shows you top podcasts and everything.
Yeah, I think we got something that Equity Mates can do. But anyway, that's a big push for them.
Yeah, I'll background on Spotify.
Zillow's interesting. So here's my big one. I've got some. So there's some other ones that I think would be interesting. Square, and they push into payments and business.
Yeah.
Twitter, and they push into socials.
Yeah.
Pinterest, they push into like the combination of socials and commerce. But here's one I reckon. Netflix, currently trading at $273 billion. They've cleared their balance sheet and raised some money or raised some debt. Netflix.
Not bad.
Massive.
It is massive. They've got Apple TV and which is their streaming service.
Yeah.
So I can see that being something. 207.
Bring on a heap of users. 270.
270.
Bring on a heap of users globally. Be the number one in video streaming. Build out their services business. Now, here's the other one. Maybe you don't do Netflix. Maybe you just buy Disney.
I was just going to say Disney, yeah.
$258 billion. Again, like that's the scale of the money that's sitting in Apple's bank account at the moment.
But yeah, they're missing $58 billion, though.
You don't think Apple could raise $58 billion?
They have no cash.
They generate heaps more, though. But even if it was like, you know, half, they sold some shares or they raised some debt for half of it and they only cleared half their cash balance. Imagine if Apple owned Disney's IP library.
Yeah, distribution straight through the phones. It'd be pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And with their user base on Disney Plus, what are they, 100 million now, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, pretty massive user base. So, look, pretty bold. I think those are the bold predictions. But it's been something that's been thrown around for ages, all this money on the balance sheet. What are they going to do? They haven't even made a noise about it. It'd be pretty epic if something that of that scale did happen. Yeah,
it would really.
Tesla was thrown around there for a bit.
Too big now. Too big now.
Way like, too big. It's,
yeah, maybe they. Rivian? Maybe they do something a little bit more boring.
They could buy Rivian. $100 billion.
Too much revenue. revenue.
Well, the thing is, like, Rivian and Apple are at the same place in their car making ambitions, really. Rivian's just got a prototype, but really they're still in the design and build and create something at scale phase.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
They could buy Twitter, Spotify and Peloton, and it would only take half the cash on their balance sheet.
Yeah.
That's the scale we're talking about. The other interesting one for me is Berkshire. $150 billion, it feels like they're sort of due their next big acquisition.
Yeah, but again, people have been saying that for so long, and I just, yeah, I'm surprised that they are comfortable with that much cash sitting there. He's been selling, net selling, hasn't he? Yeah. Let's see how that plays out. If it doesn't, we'll revisit that bold prediction at our bold predictions for 2022 episode. Sure. But speaking of mergers and acquisitions, Ren, it's heating up at the moment here in Australia. Woolworths and Wesfarm is going head-to-head for Australian pharmaceutical industry.
It's not just heating up here in Australia. It's heating up here in the Equity Mate studio. The Bryce and Ren rivalry is reignited. You are dyed-in-the-wall Woolies man, and me, a former Wesfarmers employee, it's on.
Yes, it is on. So a bit of context, Wesfarm has put in a bid for API, Australian Pharmaceuticals Industry, at about $1.55.
And for people who are unfamiliar with API?
Massive. They own Priceline.
Sol Patent.
And a bunch of other smaller brands, but Priceline's the crown jewel.
Yeah. They're a pharmacy retail business.
And so Wesfarm has put a bid in at $1.55, and Woolworths, as of today, time of recording, 2nd of December, have come in over the top of that, putting in an indicative bid of $1.75 per share. So it's hot.
Yeah. So Wesfarmers is currently API's largest shareholder with a 19.3% stake. So Woolworths is going to have to convince a lot of the non-Wesfarmers shareholders to get on board with this bid. But I mean, we're in a bidding war.
We are in a bidding war. So yeah, it's interesting one to see play out. I'm backing Woolies.
Well, I have to back Wesfarmers. Better capital managers, better retailers, own the two best retail businesses in Australia in Kmart and Bunnings. What's Woolworths do? Just sell some groceries.
A lot of groceries.
They spun off the third best retail business in Australia, Dan Murphy's. Yeah.
Yeah, for good reason.
To get Canadian pension funds to invest
in them. Yeah. Let's take a break before we take a look at what's going on in crypto land. Yeah,
Specky's chomping at the bit over there.
And close out with Specky McGee.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So, Ren, we've been on a bit of a journey the last couple of weeks. We've spoken about Web3. We then got into the Climate DAO. And now there's so much going on in the space of crypto, NFT, property and land purchases.
Yeah, well,
Central Land.
This came across our desk, using Specky's terminology. we saw this and it just sort of blew our mind, and it just add it to the list of things we're going to try and understand over summer. So it started with NFTs, then it went to Web3, then it went to DAOs. Now there is property rights, I guess, and like land that you can buy in the metaverse. Decentraland is just one of the places you can buy land. I think there's another one called like Sandbox or Sandlot or something.
Sandbox?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a game.
Yeah, but this plot of land in Decentraland, 500 square meters, sold for $2.43 million.
It's crazy.
Is there a sense of how much land there actually is in
Decentraland? This is a great question. Yeah. Like, why is it such a small parcel? Isn't it infinite?
Can't be infinite. Yeah.
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 So off the back of that, Ren, the sandbox game, which is, you know, we've spoken about Roblox, but the sandbox is sort of similar vibe. You go in, play, build, own, and then you can monetize all of that virtual experience. It's massive. There was a super yacht in there the other day that it was meant to have one of the premium berths within the game, sold for $1 million as well. Also on the property vibe, if you have been wanting to own an apartment in the Burj Khalifa, you can now do so by buying a 3D rendered NFT of one of the apartments in the Burj Khalifa. And when it's fully built in its metaverse in Web3, you'll be able to take the boys over to your apartment in the Burj Khalifa.
Right.
Fully replicated.
But you get no rights to the actual one.
No.
Okay.
No rights. You just get a fully rendered replica of the building and one of the apartments in there. So, yeah, if you want to take a spray and pray approach at the moment, I think it was 0.2 ETH.
Okay. I also heard of there was some company building an office tower in Decentraland or Sandbox or one of these metaverse platforms, and then people could, like, rent the office space. And for me, that just seemed like my worst nightmare. Like, not only do we have an office that we go to in real life, but then when I jump on the metaverse, I've got to bloody commute to the office and go up the lift and work in my office all day in the metaverse.
Isn't the long-term play and the idea, the scary part is that at its most extreme, you will just be living in the metaverse. There won't be, like, we won't be renting a real life WeWork here. It'll be Equity Mates in the metaverse jamming out.
For me, it's like, if we've got to work in the metaverse, let's get like an oceanfront villa to work in.
In the metaverse,
rather than a bloody 18-story office building.
Yeah, and then you just come back to reality. And that's the scary part, I think, is that everyone's going to be saying that what you can build and do and engage in the metaverse is going to be so much better than real life.
So to come back to this house purchase, this real estate land, purchase in the metaverse, you probably can't call it real estate. Meta estate.
Why not?
Because like real estate is based on it being like a real asset.
Sure.
Anyway, this property purchase in the metaverse, they've used... The question that I had is, how do you value it? Like, how do you say your fair value is $2.4 million? It's going to be used to host fashion shows and then like e-commerce stuff in partnership with several as yet unnamed brands. But the guy who bought it, or someone from Decentraland, was speaking how fashion is the next massive growth area for the metaverse. And so I think what we should expect to hear more of is like metaverse fashion shows. But then my question is, does that mean they're showing clothing and fashion that is applicable in the real world, just they're showing it in the metaverse? Or are we going to see an emergence of metaverse fashion?
Because isn't that one of the big things at the moment, well, that has been around for a while, is all these games, you're actually just purchasing add-ons to make your avatar look better and it doesn't actually...
Yeah, and that's what like some NFTs are. There's like NFTs in games for like new swords and armor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So is that a fashion show we're going
to
see?
Well, I think that's a skeuomorphic approach to your thinking. Like you're imagining real world clothes in the metaverse. These could be completely new clothing concepts.
Yeah, well, that was my question.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's annoying for you because you just went shopping in the real world yesterday.
Here's a question. When you guys go to build your avatars in the metaverse, will you make it look like you or just go for something super different?
Yeah. Maybe a rebrand.
A rebrand. Or just like a different, like not even a person.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Like
yeah.
just yeah. something completely yeah. different. Yeah. Like a light pole.
That's what I was thinking. A light bulb. That'd be great.
Wow, that's not bad. Yeah, I think, well, now that you've said light pole, I think I'm going to go inanimate object. Yeah.
Crazy, crazy times. Look, we don't want to make this the crypto podcast. We do have a crypto podcast. It's called Crypto Curious. That's launched incredibly well, and they're doing some amazing things over there with in partnership with Bamboo. So if you want to go a little bit deeper on probably a bit more sensible understanding of what's going on in crypto world, head over and check them out.
Yeah, I think you can also hear that we're winding down to the end of the year and things are getting pretty loose. Before we get Specky McGee and talk about the REI indicator, I do just want to nod to the fact that last week the markets got spooked because of Omicron, and we saw like Peloton and Zoom be the best performing stocks of the day. Market fell 2% over in the US. And people might be wondering why we're not talking about it. The long and the short of it is there's not that much more to say from a stock market perspective. There's a lot to say from like a health perspective and a politics perspective, but we're not the podcast for that. From a market perspective, you can see that the market is just shrugging this off because long term it's like, it's just the world has shown how resilient it is. We got through the first strain. We got through Delta. This Omicron, from a market perspective and an economic perspective, we'll get through it. So, like, I'm not touching my portfolio. Are either of you?
No, I'm still buying.
For me, there's not a lot to be said, and that's why we're not saying a lot. And there's in terms of outside the economy stuff, there's better people to listen to than us. So I just think we should nod to that because otherwise people might be wondering while we're ignoring it.
Yeah. It's interesting. Time of recording since Friday, 13th of August, which was the peak of the ASX 200 for 2021. We are down 6%, just on 6%. But yeah, I mean, I'm not touching my portfolio. Obviously, through some of the experts we've spoken to recently, they are suggesting that 2022 probably might be a little bit more rocky. But again, am I going to change anything? Probably not.
I think the market has just shown how resilient the economy is long term. Like, we got through the last 2 years. The US somehow got through it with stronger corporate profits and stronger companies than it entered. And Australia showed how resilient it was as well. And I mean, that's the point of investing. Like, you have to be optimistic, you have to be long term, you have to think that what you're putting your money in now is going to be bigger in the future. And I think the last 2 years has really confirmed that, even in the worst case scenarios, that thesis holds. And I don't think this new variant changes that from an economic perspective.
Well, we are going to be back next week to really close out all of our bold predictions that we've made and our stocks of the year, Tencent and Roblox. And then closing out with Andrew Brown on Thursday next week to get his view on what happened during 2021 and what might come of 2022. We've just come off that interview and it's another absolute ripper. So plenty of, as always, plenty of insights from Andrew. We do have Andrew Prinham this Thursday, the Swans chairman.
Yeah, this is an exciting one for me.
Yeah, Swanee's chairman, Sydney Swans, massive fan over here in ALEC. Spoke to him about some of the major lessons that he's learnt in the new book that he's just launched after years in investment banking and private markets. So,
and we get a bit of footy chat in there as well.
And we get a bit of footy chat as well. So look, yeah, winding down for the year. Hope you guys enjoyed the HM1 conference that was just on last Friday. I do believe that it is available on demand for those ticket holders, so you can catch it over the next week or so. But we can't close out the episode without checking in on Specky McGee and how the rocket emoji indicator has gone over the last 12 months. From memory, Ren, I don't know what you can remember. We've had pitch from Specky, but we've had banana.
Banano.
We had the Fiverr guy pitch a thesis for a stock.
Yeah, a crypto stock.
And a crypto. One of them was a bio stock. Was that right?
Let's drop the Becky McGee intro music. We're not calling him this time. We've dragged him into the studio. But
still give me a jingle.
Yeah, well.
All right, well, let's get the jingle and then come back in.
200,000 shares, Blue Star, 19.5. Can you position it in one of your equity funds? Listen, Blue Horseshoe loves Blue Star Airlines. Got it?
You've reached the Specky hotline.
Yes!
Here he is in the studio. Specky, how's it going?
Good, boys. Great to be here. Coming to the end of a a fabulous year for the pod. Yes. So it is bittersweet. But, you know, you fall under the government mandated break of 3 months. So what are you guys going to do in the break? Just quickly.
No recording for us over the next few weeks. We're looking forward to just resetting. It's been a massive year for Equity Mates. We've had the raise. We've got some new people on board. We're now at 8 shows in the network. So it's been 7 shows in the network, a few more to come. So it's been an exciting year for us. So looking forward to just taking a bit of a break.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep working. Unlike Bryce, I'm just a machine. Nah, yeah, take some time off. Get out of Sydney.
Yeah.
Omicron, depending, I guess.
Yep.
What about you, Specky?
Well, the crypto market never sleeps, so I'll be able to keep trading across the Christmas break.
Nice.
So that's pretty much what I'll be doing, monitoring the tips coming across my desk. But, yeah, I think that's a good way to start this segment. Can you guys remember what the tips were throughout the year from Specky McGee?
So the first one where Specky really came in hot, it was a Specky stock, and that's where he introduced the REI, the Rocket Emoji Indicator. Yeah, yeah. And I can't remember its name.
No, me either. I can't even remember what it did. I only remember the Specky that was that bio tech one that the Fiverr guy did.
Yeah, I only remember Banano because he had the great song.
Yeah, the song.
No, the OG tip was Eye Candy.
That's right. I remember speaking with you about that.
How's it looking?
Bombed, hasn't it?
I think I tipped it off at 12 cents, and since then it really tanked. And we actually sold it from the Specky McGee portfolio.
Yeah.
But as of today, it's at 18 cents. So it's just had this massive resurgence.
Yeah. Damn it.
So Eye Candy's up 50%. You mentioned Banano. Banano's up 80%. So that's looking pretty good. We're on a roll here. Actually, I'll go Seller next. Seller was one of the Fiverr tips.
Yeah.
Seller Network.
That's a crypto.
Something about the layer 2 scaling coming in, which sounds promising. So that was tipped off at 2.4 cents and now it's 11 cents.
Whoa.
So that's really good. But then the ITRM, the UTI drug has tanked. It's like it's at about 25% of what it was.
So overall, the Specky portfolio is doing pretty well.
Pretty good overall. Yeah. No, it's been a good year.
What's been the key takeaways from that then? Go crypto.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, ITRM was probably the most conservative, the largest cap tip of the lot. And it's a dog with fleas. So, overall, we're up.
So as we close out the year, have you got anything to leave us with? Any stock tips, any words of wisdom, any insights from the year that was?
Well, something that was interesting that came across my desk was Squid Game Coin.
Oh, yeah, I saw
it. Did you guys see that? Yeah.
Was it a rug pull?
It was a rug pull. Exactly right, yeah. It shot up, all the hype around the Netflix series. People were making massive gains and then huge rug pull. The devs just took all the coins and then there you go.
So,
has anyone ever been busted for a rug pull?
Well, you can't because it's all anonymous. It's that anonymous
that you never know.
Yeah. So, there's this article. I might include it in Thought Starters. I'll include it the week after so people listening here have time to sign up. There's this group of vigilantes, crypto vigilantes, across like rural America that policed rug pulls.
Okay.
How? There was this profile on them. Well, you'll have to read the article.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might be my first article I read of Thought Starters this year.
Have you guys seen the Omicron coin?
No.
So they made an Omicron coin, and I'm pretty sure it's up.
Classic.
Yeah. Can you fact check that, Specky?
Yeah, I think I remember seeing that too. Yeah, so with the Squid Game one, it went up 40,000%, but holders just couldn't sell.
No liquidity.
I think that's right. So no liquidity, couldn't sell. Didn't end well.
With Squid Game, have you guys seen that Mr. Beast did a Squid Game?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's got like 125 million views in a couple of days, a couple of weeks or something. Yeah.
He's the YouTube goat.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, it has been a really interesting year. So much going on. We've tried to cover as much of it as we can, and it's going to continue into next year with more expert interviews, with more AM chat, and more chat with our CEOs and business leaders as well. So
before you wrap, I've just found Omicron's movement. It 11x'd over the weekend, and then it fell 75% overnight.
That's crypto, baby.
Seems
that's
to be
crypto.
A familiar story.
Yeah. Rug pull alert. Yeah. Maybe we need a rug pull alert indicator. So look, we'll be back, as I said, next week to wrap it all up. A reminder, if you haven't signed up to the Thought Starters that Ren's talking about, make sure you do head across to our website. 5 interesting articles to your inbox every Monday. We've also got the Get Started Investing email and the crypto email if either of those appeal to you. But guys, it's been a great year. We'll pick it up next week with a wrap.
Cheers.
Sounds good.
Equity Mates Investing Podcast is a product of Equity Mates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Equity Mates gives listeners access to information and educational content provided by a range of financial service professionals. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Equity Mates Media does not operate under an Australian financial services license and relies on the exemption available under the Corporations Act 2001 in respect of any information or advice given. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast or video. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website, where you can find ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Equity Mates Investing Podcast acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.